Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting different. We're diving into something seriously powerful, the magic combo of self-compassion and empathy. Now, you might be thinking, Stoicism. Isn't that all about being tough and unfeeling? Hold up. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to build inner strength. And trust me, self-compassion and empathy are key ingredients in that recipe. Think about it. We live in a world that often tells us to push through, hustle harder, never show weakness. It can feel like you're constantly being measured against some unrealistic standard. But here is the thing, being kind to yourself, acknowledging your struggles, and understanding others' experiences is actually a superpower. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will totally blow your mind about the power of self-compassion and empathy. First off, self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself. It's not saying, oh, woe is me, everything's terrible. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Ever notice how we tend to be way harder on ourselves than anyone else? Next time you slip up or feel that wave of self-criticism, remember. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. Instead of beating yourself up, offer a little grace just like you would to your bestie. Second, self-compassion is a launchpad for resilience. When you're kind to yourself, you can bounce back from setbacks faster and stronger. Think about it. Imagine hitting a roadblock and instead of spiraling into negativity, you simply acknowledge the challenge, take a deep breath, and say, okay, I can figure this out. Self-compassion gives you that inner strength to keep growing even when things get tough. Third, empathy is a superpower. Seriously. When you can truly understand another person's perspective, it opens up a whole new world of connection and understanding. It helps you build stronger relationships, navigate conflicts more effectively, and create a kinder, more compassionate world. Ever notice how a simple act of listening with empathy can make someone feel heard and understood? That's the magic of empathy in action. Fourth, both self-compassion and empathy are essential for emotional intelligence. Think about it, emotional intelligence is all about recognizing your own emotions, understanding others' feelings, and using that knowledge to navigate relationships and situations effectively. While self-compassion gives you the self-awareness to understand your own emotions, while empathy helps you connect with the emotions of others. That's a powerful combination. Finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. Building self-compassion and empathy takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep learning and growing. Every step in the right direction counts. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and everything feels overwhelming. You might be tempted to snap at a colleague or just shut down completely. But what if, instead of reacting with frustration, you took a moment to practice self-compassion? Acknowledge that you're feeling stressed, give yourself a little pep talk, hey, I got this, and focus on taking things one step at a time. And what if you noticed your colleague seemed tense too? He could offer a simple word of encouragement or ask how they're doing. That small act of empathy can go a long way in creating a more supportive and understanding work environment. T. It's all about shifting your perspective and choosing kindness. So the big takeaways today are: self-compassion isn't weakness, it's strength. It fuels resilience, builds emotional intelligence, and creates deeper connections with others. Remember to treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend, and don't underestimate the power of a little empathy. Ready to level up your compassion game? I challenge you to practice one act of self-compassion today. Maybe give yourself a break, do something you enjoy, or simply acknowledge your feelings without judgment. And try to show some empathy towards someone else. A simple smile, a listening ear, or even just saying thank you can make a world of difference. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of strength, resilience, and compassion together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.